Okay, this is Prince DJ. I forgot I wanted to get this update to you. But did you know that the president is the only one that get to freely travel in the midst when all of us are told to be locked in our home, but don't go outside, only to get some exercise or to go to the store? Yet the president earlier today was on one of the hospital ships that's going to take either the overflow or the non-COVID ID COVID-19 patients. The president was right there. I think it was either standing with the mayor of either California or something like that. Because there was one ship going to California and there was another ship that's going to New York. I don't know which one that he was at, but it sure didn't look like New York, so it looked like it was California. But nonetheless, he was there and standing next to the other official. Like knowing that people were saying, oh, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. They never do it. You see it every day. There's always somebody behind the president at the podium, whether it's three persons, whether it's four persons, whether it's five persons. Nobody is 6 feet, 6 feet, and only the reporters, but that they sometimes show that the social distancing thing. So the president is much privileged than us. He is much privileged than all of us. Wow. I mean, he can freely travel. He can have as many entourage that he want to, and even close to him. Matter of fact, they was even close to him when they had the stimulus bill signing. Every time I turn around and look at these updates and progress. Now, this is the president. I'm not saying the same thing for the governors because the governors are doing social distancing. The governors are doing it right. The only time that they do have somebody as the sign language interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing. The governors are doing it right. It's the president that always seen with so many people. I'm like, you want us to practice social distancing, but you always have an entourage right next to you. You always have the task force right, literally not only behind you. But right next, like literally right next to each other. I've seen it every day, or every time I watch the press conference. I mean, and on top of that, he gets to travel freely. When in Florida, they closed off the Florida Keys only to residents and people that have businesses or people who have property there. And people that have to work there at the Florida Keys still. When you're told that you can't travel, yet the president has the power to travel. Wow! Ain't that like a mini jail? You can't even move around freely, but yet the president can. The president surely can. Wow! And yet we could only go to the drugstore. We could only go to shopping. Only go to the doctor and get takeout or delivery, and only get exercise and then have to go right back inside the house. But the president can get on the plane, get on Air Force One, and go to another state when we can't even go to another state. Really? How? And the heck is that fair? Were you telling us to work from home, those that can work from home and that are non-essential to work from home? How come he can't even do that online? He's the president of the United States. He could have been able to do it from online. He did the Council of Governors of online. How come he can't visit the ship from online? Really? So what does that say? Oh, I'm the president. I can do whatever I want. You can't. There's this whole pandemic. You listen to what I say, what the CDC says, you listen to what the doctors and scientists have to say. Whatever we say goes. That's what it's saying. And I'm a Republican and I'm saying that. The one that values freedom that's saying that. What the cat? And now they only have the travel restrictions instead of doing the quarantine for New York, New Jersey, parts of Connecticut. And the like. It's still getting up to be where, you know, like I said, love-hate relationship. I have a love-hate relationship for the president. Love-hate relationship. This is one of the things I hate. He's telling people to stay home. He's telling people to social distancing. When you're seeing only the opposite. Always people behind them, and they're so very close to each other, like they're about to do the huddle of a football, baseball, whatever game. And then they told you can't do non-discretionary travel. And yet, even though the hospital is essential travel, but he's the only one that can travel. He's the only one that you could travel freely. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. That's not freedom. Wow. When you think things like this, you say, wow, is that essential travel? Is that essential travel? When it could be done online. And yet even college students have to go to class online. Woo! I can't wait to put these songs, these social distance parody or whatever parody or the quarantine parody together. Because this is getting out of hand. Only the president can travel to another state part of the country. I guess that's considered essential. I don't know. I'm just an entertainer. I'm not a politician like I want to do, but I'm just an entertainer.